Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at BVA.org or 800-669-7079.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome to the second hour of the radio show. This is your host, Michael. And if you want to call in, which I definitely hope you can do it, 407-894-1680. And we have with us tonight the co-host, Sheila Young, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder, co-host, and Chris Shaw behind the scenes in the studio.
Yes,
sir. This is a show that we say we're the bridge. That's right, the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Hope you like the show. And before
we went on break,
we played a song and we said, who is singing the song? And we have some people on hold who think they know the song. So who now is on the line right now who thinks they know the name of that song?
All right, so we're going to take a journey over to Orlando, Florida, and talk with the one, the only, the infamous Miss Althea. How are you doing, Miss Althea?
I'm great. How are you guys?
All is well. Althea is so calm, so cool, so relaxed, and patient. Thank you so much. Mm. I think she got the answer.
Yeah, I think it's
so. Who do you think is singing that song?
Ben E. King.
You are 100% right. Woo-hoo. Ben E. King. That's right. Let me ask you a question. You just won yourself $10 gift card from Subway. But let me ask you a question. Do you know where he came from? What group he came from? You know, he used to be a lead singer of another group before he started it by himself. Do you know the name of the group?
No, I'm too young for that.
The Drifters. The Drifters. He came from the Drifters. Anyway, give your name and address so we can send you that prize of $10 gift card from Subway.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for listening to the show.
Hold on one moment. Don't hang up. All right, Miss Althea? I'm coming right back to you.
Okay. We have a young lady on hold from Carl Springs. I want to talk to her. Is Joanne still there?
Yep. Let's go to Carl Springs, Florida, and talk with the one and only Miss Joanne. Thank you, Miss Joanne. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Joanne, do you live in Carl Springs?
Yes, I do.
How do you like that? My wife and I used to live in Carl Springs for almost 20 years.
Well, I've been here 35, and I love it here.
Is that right?
North of Wiles Road. Yep.
We used to live off of Wiles Road.
I'm right off Wiles Road.
I can't hear you, what, Dolly?
She's right off Wiles Road.
You're right off of Wiles Road? No kidding.
Yes, I am. I'm in the Pine Ridge section.
Oh, you're kidding. We lived in Pine Grove next door.
Oh, wow.
We lived in Pine Grove.
Wow. Little small
when those houses were first built, we lived in Pine Grove. You live in Pine. That's funny. Yeah.
Wow.
When we moved in, Wiles Road was a dirt road, and there was this riverside. Matter of fact, it ended before they built that Sawgrass Expressway.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You're going back a ways.
So, Joanne, how did you hear about the show?
I just tuned in. I thought, oh, I like this show.
Well, thank you so much for listening to the show. Hope
no
you like
problem.
The show. We're going to have another trivia shortly. So listen to the show. It's a show that we say it's for the blind community as well as the sighted community.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
And it's heard all over the United States.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. And keep on calling
no
in. Love to hear from you.
All right. You have
Thank
a wonderful
Thank Bye-bye. You for calling in. Appreciate
you
it
too.
So much. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Well, that's funny. She lived right near where we used to live. She lived in Pine Ridge. Wow, that's funny.
That's awesome.
Small world.
Yes, it is.
Hey, folks, anybody in Philadelphia? Anybody going to Germantown High School out there? Then I'll fall down. Anybody listen who went to Germantown High School? Anybody went to Philadelphia Germantown High School?
Yeah, I did.
Then I'll really fall down.
Yeah, that was right off of 4th and 37th Street, right?
What?
It was right off of 4th and 37th Street, Germantown High School.
Where? No, Germantown High School was in Philadelphia.
Oh, sorry, wrong school.
That's where I went. Yeah, that's where I went. And some days I went there, put it that way. Some days I've had a whole day.
Because
some days I had enough of it, so I just went to American Band.
So you played hooky, is that what you're saying?
Well, I always couldn't go to the last class of the day because I had to go to American Bandstand. I mean, what was first, school or American Bandstand? You know, Bandstand came first.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, look at it like this. I want to know. I don't think too many kids can play hooky from school nowadays because everybody's at home with their parents.
It's funny, Chris. A 2020 observation.
Hey, Chris.
They can play hooky.
So I just told Michael if he wants to do a third trivia.
Let's do a trivia right now because
we have two guests calling.
Yes, we have guests calling in.
Do want to do the one that my trivia?
What trivia?
The one that I sent to Lynn, or did you not send it to Chris?
I didn't give that. We didn't give that. We gave him the one you did originally, the first one.
Darn it.
Well, we'll save it in case we have time later. Maybe we'll save. Do the other the one I gave you, Chris. Who's singing this song? One of my favorite songs. Folks, do anybody know it? I don't think so. 407-894-1680. I don't think anybody knows this song.
I have no idea. So.
I don't know, Mike.
This is a big show.
Listen. I have a persistent 10-year-old that know that they think. I think they know music, Mike.
I know the song. I don't know the artist.
Oh, me neither.
So, I mean, I was dancing earlier to several songs, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I love this song. But
407-894-680. Who's singing that song? So we have a 2-year-old on the radio?
I have this 10-year-old, and they're ready.
Okay.
I'm kind of floored right now because the music that you're playing, and they're only 10 years of age.
I don't think he said 2. I think he said a teen.
You're not a
2-year-old. Yeah, I said 10.
Okay, put him on. All right, we got a break. Hurry up.
Okay, CC, you ready?
Oh, CC's back. CC's back. Right.
Okay, CC, do you have the answer this time? Go.
Bobby Freeman?
Oh, my God.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, my God.
Bobby Freeman. She's right. She's right.
The boy or girl?
CC, are you a boy or girl? I hate to ask you. I can't tell.
Girl. It's a
girl. Oh, you're so cute. Right. So you just won yourself a $10. You won $10 gift card for Subway. Right. You can get yourself a nice big sandwich or two sandwiches at Subway for $10. We'll send to you. Give your name and address. We can send out to you a $10 gift card for Subway.
Tell your mom and dad thank you.
Well, I want to talk to your mom. How you know? Listen, we got to go to break. CC, you hold on. I'm finna talk to you for a moment. I want you to hold on one moment.
That was cute.
Oh, cute.
Funny, sent her daughter on, and they didn't.
You're right, Bobby Freeman.
Oh my God, she got it right.
Yep.
Yeah. Woo.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. All ages listen to the show. You listen to Blind Man on Radio. We're going to go to a break. Don't go away. A lot more coming up. Don't go away.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org. A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Let's see who's going to do it. You're on. You are on. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. You are on. This is Michael, believe it or not. That's right. Sheila, you still there?
I am.
Lynn, are you still there?
I'm here.
Chris, are you still there?
Don't tell anybody, but I'm here.
Okay, we're all still here. And what about you folks? Listen to the show. Are you still there? Phone number to call in if you want to is 407-894-1680. That's right. Remember the phone number, 407-894-1680. Sheila, why don't you introduce the next guest?
Thank you, Michael. I would love to introduce Tammy Roussel, who is the owner and creator of Mitzi Kit, which has become one of my favorite things to do and my favorite friends. So, Tammy, tell everybody what you offer, and I hope anyone that is listening that has done a Missy Kit project would call in. So thank you, Tammy, for being here.
Sure. Thank you, Sheila. It's always a pleasure. So just a brief introduction. Missy Kit was created for my mom. My mom became blind in her 80s due to retinitis pigmentosa, and she was a prior seamstress. So losing her ability to sew was clearly a big impact. And I feel it was God-inspired. One day he put in my head to try putting tactile borders on fabric to enable my mom to sew by touch. And that is how Missy Kit got started. So we started creating fabric projects, again, with the tactile borders. And we progressed to providing various levels of complexity so that everyone can be involved, whether sighted or not, or other physical or cognitive disabilities. So we even have some beginner-level projects, which involve fleece fabric with pre-drilled holes. So you can even weave together these fleece squares into pillow kits or fleece blankets or even tote bags. And then we keep advancing to different levels of complexity with the regular sewing needle and thread. And we have ways to teach people to thread those needles in their regular hand sewing needles by touch. And then we have our advanced kits that are also the hand sewing, but they have more complex steps. So it could be all the way up to a bed-sized quilt or a lined tote bag. We just have tons of projects, even some hot pads and pot holders, you name it. I think we've got it. And Sheila has tried just about all of them, I will tell you.
Well, and Tammy, tell people that they think about crafts and needles and, oh my gosh, I can't do that.
Right.
Tell them about your hot pads that are just shoelace and pillow kits that are shoelace, so they don't have to worry about a needle.
Right. Yes. Good point, Sheila. So, you know, as Sheila mentioned, we wanted to create projects that everyone could enjoy. So people who don't want to use a regular needle, we have products that, again, have the pre-drilled holes in the fabric. And the pre-drilled holes are bordered by a tactile paint, so you can feel where those holes are. So even someone who is totally blind can use this by touch. And instead of using a regular needle, we have kits with shoelaces. And they're very attractive shoelaces, but you can just weave the shoelace in and out of those holes instead of using a needle. This is great, especially for people with limited dexterity as well, because you don't have to worry about managing a needle. And for those who might want the additional complexity of using a needle but don't want to use a traditional needle, we have the plastic needles that can be used with ribbon to also lace up our products. And as Sheila mentioned, we have some great fabrics for some hot pads, which are basically some cotton material with thermal lining and a backing, and pretty lace or shoelaces around all four sides to create something that you can protect your counters with when you put down your hot pan or hot dish.
Tammy, excuse me, we have a caller that wanted to jump in on the conversation with you. Chris?
Yep, we're there. Chris? Gary, how you doing, boss?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Gary.
Hello, Lynn and Michael and Sheila. I just want to let you know, Tammy, that I want to thank you for your products. I just had a granddaughter born on the 21st in Texas, and I am also co-host on the show, too.
And she's adorable.
Yeah, and so I want to say thank you to Sheila, because I bought the big baby blanket, and Sheila, with her good crafts and knowledge, she helped build it for me. So, sent it to Texas, and they love it. So anybody out there going to have any baby's born, they got a, that's a beautiful, beautiful blanket.
Oh, thank you, Terry. So
thank
much.
You for sharing.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, Tammy, for your products.
Well, all right, thank bye-bye. You very much.
Tammy, why don't you tell everybody about the upcoming event?
Yes, so really excited. There's an event called Let's
Shopping.
Go Shopping.
Yep, yep.
And it's a virtual shopping event. There will be many vendors, and Missy Kitt will be one of the vendors. It's on November 10th and November 11th, and it will be starting at 8 a.m. Pacific time, which I'm Eastern time, so that's 11 a.m. And they have vendors providing accessible products, including technology, as well as some stocking stuffers, some really cool Braille jewelry and engraved items. It's from food to fashion, you name it. And it's just a great way for everybody to get involved with shopping and not have to worry about COVID. You just call in. The way to subscribe to get notifications, you would just send a blank email to LGS and the plus sign and the word subscribe, SUBSCRIBE, at groups.io. And I will post that on my Facebook page at Missy Kitt. If folks want to
post it on ours also, Tammy, okay?
Awesome.
I will share it with a couple of other groups.
Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a great event and a great way. You know, you call in, you listen.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that.
That's right. You listen to all the vendors, and then you even get some Q&A so you can ask questions. And there will be some door prizes as well. And the other thing I wanted to mention quickly, for all of you Blind and Beyond Radio Show listeners who want to try out a Missy Kitt, if you go to my website and enter the coupon code BBRS, you will receive a 10% discount off your first order. So, and that also includes free shipping.
Do I get that?
I think you're past your first order, but you'll have to change your name.
Okay. I can't say how much I love these products. I have had so much fun with this, and through this whole era, because I met Tammy prior to March, and this has kept me so sane. It really has. It's kept me busy. It's kept me feeling like I'm making something that's going to make somebody happy. And like Gary said, that blanket I made, it was a sunflower pattern. And Stephanie absolutely loved it. It was beautiful. So,
and I would like to say that the fabric for the blanket that I made for our granddaughter, it's just so it's got a lot of weight to it.
It was your granddaughter.
And it's soft. It's just.
I was corrected. My great granddaughter. I forgot already. Yeah, I don't want to admit that I'm old. So, yeah, but I love it. It's just so soft and cozy.
Yeah.
Right, Sheila?
Yeah, it is. And I have made blankets for all of my family at Christmas time. They're all getting Missy Kitt blankets.
I hope they're not all listening.
They're not. Probably not. My dad's in Arkansas, so I don't.
And I was just thinking, Gary could have made it, Sheila, not you.
Yeah, that's a joke.
I thought that would get a laugh.
That's the joke of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so people know that the fleece patchwork blankets that we're talking about, they are done with a plastic needle and fleece ribbon that matches the fleece fabric
right.
that you're putting together. So it's a nice, it's on the, I'll call it the simple advanced level. So, you know, it's still using a plastic needle and fleece ribbon. It just has a few more steps, and it comes out beautiful. These got, you know, Sheila's project, every time she makes them, I want to take a picture.
So the easiest, if somebody wants to start, the easiest would be the Oh gosh, Sheila, you told me the potholes,
the hot pads.
Hot pads, yeah. Yeah.
The hot pads or the fleece pillows, both of them.
Oh, the pillow was easy.
You should tell them it's not that hard.
The pillow was
excited.
The pillow was so simple and it's so gratifying. Oh my God, I did it!
So you should all talk about how easy it is for someone who's busy and pair of blind.
Well, Sheila was saying that.
Yeah. You're not emphasizing that.
And I want to say that Tammy is so helpful. So if anyone wants to talk about a product, because when I first met her and talked with her, I wanted to do something. And she's like, well, that's really not blind friendly. I said, okay. But, you know, so she is so helpful and accessible to talk with. So, I mean, I have never met anyone that has been in a business that is more accessible than Tammy.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what? That's the favorite part of my job. I love hearing from people, and I love hearing how, you know, we can help them. So,
speaking of helping, Tammy, why don't you shout out the website and
give your information
so people can call you or write to you or
sure.
Check out your website.
So website is www.mitsykit, which is MITSYKIT.org. Mm. And the phone number is 978-419-1824.
Tammy, I just had an idea on the air. Maybe you're doing it already. I haven't looked lately. But do you have testimonials on there from some of the people?
I do. I need to add more, but I do.
That would be nice.
Yeah, and we have a lot of Christmas. We actually are doing some Christmas ornament kits now, too.
I saw them. They're so cute.
Start is low as $250 with shipping. And we're actually going to be doing that with the American Council for the Blind and their Christmas party, putting those kits together. So
we have as in $2.50.
Yes.
Right, not $250.
No.
Yeah, $250. Okay. There you go.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything on my website that expensive.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so I'd love to hear from anyone.
We're looking forward to seeing what you keep coming out with. You're always coming out with something cute. Right, Sheila?
Yeah, and if you can't...
What, Michael?
I was going to say, if they can't remember the phone number, they can go to our website, lineofbeyondradioshow.org.
Right.
And everything's there.
Right. Just go to the sponsor page and there.
Look up Mitsykit.
Yeah.
That's lineandbeyondradioshow.org. Look up Mitsykit. It's there.
Thank you, Tammy, for joining us once again.
Thank you.
And if we don't talk to you, have a nice virtual Thanksgiving. Well, you have both your moms there, so that's
built-in family. You too. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Talk to you soon, Tammy.
All right. Be safe. Bye, Tammy. All righty, Chris, we're going to go to break. We come back, and we'll be introducing our next guest.
And the folks shouldn't forget about the Mitsykit discount for Blind and Beyond Show.
Right.
Don't forget. We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Mitsykit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitsykits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A Simple Fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitsykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Hello, friends. It's Lee Nosahe with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site. We have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had three leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. Yes, we are definitely back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And the phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And if anybody's listening out in Philadelphia and you went to Germantown, I'd love, love, love to hear from you. I heard somebody from Carl Springs before. So call in if you can. It's 407-894-1680. Lynn and Sheila, you're up.
Sheila,
you're up.
I am so excited to introduce this next dear friend of mine. She happens to be Debbie Hazelton, who is the managing director of the American Council of the Blind radio show. And it is a huge job. So, Debbie, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Sheila, and thank you. I feel honored to be here with Michael and Lynn and all of you on this wonderful station. So ACB Radio has been around for over 20 years, but it feels in many ways maybe not like we're just getting started, but we're in a rebranding period. So we are a project of the American Council of the Blind. ACB Radio has 7 streams. And I like to say that we are the pulse of ACB, the pulse of the American Council of the Blind, and the heart of its community. So ACB, the American Council, is not for the blind, it's of the blind. And I know you've heard a lot about ACB.
Amen.
And so our 7 streams, we have talk streams, and we have streams that we put events on, and we have a stream for community calls, and we have old-time radio, which I think we're still going to carry, but we need to get some promos in there, and we need to find out more of who our listeners are, because we get, I think it's 40 to 60,000 listeners on that stream a week, and we don't know enough about who they all are. But at any rate, when I say the pulse of ACB, ACB is very big into advocacy and just lots of things to create greater accessibility, and so lots of initiatives. So the pulse of what's going on out there, whether it's our audio description project, whether it's a new health and wellness podcast initiative that's going on, whether it's pharmaceutical labeling, all kinds of things that are happening in terms of advocacy. Our community, we started last in March. We didn't start our community, but because of COVID, the community channel was born, where the community calls took off. So on that channel, we have a ton of community calls that either have been streamed or have been deemed good quality that people will really want to hear. We have a lot of community calls that are more social or personal or private in nature, and we don't stream those. But we have about 80 community calls a week now. And on ACB Radio, we might have 35 or so that we stream of those a week. And some of those are about friendships. Some of those are about resources. There's one, tips and tricks. We have art projects. We have technology community calls. Lots of things that people want to know and people get answers. People build friendships. All kinds of stuff through
those. But you forgot the recipe calls.
The recipe call is great. It's great. And, you know, you've got recipe swap. You've got cooking, small appliances. It's electric, I think, is what that one is called.
Yep.
And The other, so we're making ACB radio a lot about ACB these days. We're getting rid of some of the shows. We're going to pare them down to not as many incidences of shows that are not ours. And who knows what will happen with that over time. But we want more of ACB content. We want ACB radio to be about ACB more primarily. So we we've been creating a podcast network. And so lots of the community calls and other programs that have been caught podcasts are turning into either newly defined podcasts on this network. It's much easier to create. So we're getting them out there faster. Like Tuesday Topics is one that, I'm trying to think of how many listeners podcast. Main Menu has 469 subscriptions, 742 listeners in last week. I don't think I have Tuesday Topics listed here.
Well,
but last
Debbie, tell people how
to access.
How they can access all this information.
If you have ACB Link for Android or iPhone, you can go there and find all of our streams. If you have an Amazon device, you can say that name, whoever you know her to be, and you can say Open ACB Radio Mainstream or Open ACB Radio Live, Open ACB Radio Community. I can make sure you have all those because they are slightly different for each one. And if it doesn't open and you know it should work, you might need to say enable to enable that skill and then open on the next time you say it. So that will work. Those, we're getting lots of people using those. We also have a phone number, 518-906-1820. 518-906-1820. That used to be Audio Now. It's been changed over to Zeno Media. It's a free service. We know that it doesn't work perfectly all the time, but it's the best we've got for that right now. But we have all our streams up there. So that is one way that people who don't have a device or a computer can listen. What have I left out?
Nothing. I want to tell everybody, Debbie lives in Alabama, but she was a longtime member and still is a member. Still is a member of our local chapter. And I have to tell everybody in the conversation of voting, what happened, Debbie, when you were a member here in our chapter when we both ran for an office?
Oh, you won, of course. You won. That's okay. I knew you would. I'm glad you won. You're an excellent president. I mean, you are. I was just somebody wanted me to run, but I you are an excellent president. The other thing we've been doing is virtual events. Our national convention was virtual. It's going to be virtual next year. And we just had six state conventions in October and others before that in August and September. We have several more. So.
And Florida was the first.
Yes,
virtual.
It was. Yes, it was.
So
yeah, I'm so proud of you.
And we survived it. So
yes, you did.
we set the way. So
yes.
Well, Debbie, I can't thank you enough. We have to get you back, and I know that your heart is breaking about Larry, and my sympathies are out to you.
I'm just glad he's not suffering now because he really did, and so I think as sad as I am, I was more sad when it first began over a year ago, and I'm relieved in a way that he's out of suffering.
Right.
But it is a loss, and we all, I'm sad for him, very sad, and sad for all of us who loved him so much.
Well,
you all are such good people. I love your station and your promos, And it's just, I'm very proud of what you do. So
well, thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you,
thank
Debbie.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Debbie.
You, Debbie.
Nice to have you join us tonight. And you stay safe.
Stay
did you
safe.
Vote? Did you vote yet?
I did. And I had Yay. An accessible machine.
All right.
Yes, I did the whole way.
Oh,
yes,
righty.
Indeed. I even
you.
Turned the video off on it so nobody could snoop.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank
well.
You.
Thank you. Stay well.
Stay well.
Stay well.
Yeah. Stay in touch. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Stay well. Bye. Good night.
Good night. All right, Chris, you take us to break, please. We come back.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 Leader Dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we are live from the Spectrum Howard Studios. That's right. Some of us might not be in the studios. Some of us may be in our home. That's right. Lynn, where are you at?
I'm right here.
You're right there. No kidding.
Is that my cue for my wrap-up?
That's it. No, well, wait a minute.
Okay.
I want to say, Sheila Young, are you still there?
I am, sir.
Great. Google. Okay, Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, next week is another busy show, so I hope you join us next week, same time, same place, for our annual Veterans Day tribute with co-host none other than Gary Sinclair. Don Overton, who is the executive director of the Blinded Veterans Association, will be joining us, as well as Aaron Hale, who is the CEO and founder. He's an Army veteran and founder of Extraordinary Delights Fudge. So we're looking forward to meet Aaron.
Uh-oh.
And our friend Malachi Fallon, who's the president of Xavier Society for the Blind in New York. Well, it's international, but he's in New York. Will be joining us, as well as Bo Schmidt, who is the co-founder of Sunday Scaries CBD product line. So that's the lineup. Another busy, busy show. I got to get ready right now. As soon as we get off the air, I'm getting ready for next week. All right, Sheila, how about you, speaking of what you're doing next?
I have to go to a Zoom meeting for
ACB. You have to go far?
No, thank goodness. You know, if anything has come out of this, Zoom has become an awesome tool. So
I'm not kidding.
We can connect with each other and life is good. So everybody just needs to remember to connect with each other. And I will not talk with you before Thanksgiving. So please have a very happy holiday and stay safe.
Well, thank you, Sheila.
Be safe yourself. Be safe.
And Sheila, did you want to tell very quickly, you said locally, about your the GOCB?
No.
Oh, okay. You don't want to. Okay. We'll save that for next week.
Wrap it up.
All righty. Well, thanks for joining
folks,
us, everyone.
Thanks for joining us. Be safe. Be well. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Lynn, you're up.
And if you didn't vote yet, go, 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 go.
Yeah, go vote.
Wear your mask and go, go, go.
Safe, all. Love you all. Take care. Good night.
Good night, all. Good night, Chris. Thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Do everything I will do.
Take care, everybody. There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.